Parramatta. Set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour, Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. New South Wales has reported its highest increase in COVID-19 cases since August 12th, with 13 detected in the latest reporting period. 12 of the new infections are the result of community transmission, with one in hotel quarantine. 6 cases are linked to the Sydney CBD cluster. 2 are close contacts of previous cases, while 4 are locally acquired but are still under investigation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says anyone who is deemed a close contact or who has even the slightest symptoms should get tested.
But again, if I could please issue a plea to everybody in southwestern and western Sydney that has a symptom, please come forward. Can we also issue a plea to businesses to make sure they are COVID safe? Because we know, unfortunately, that it only takes a handful of people not to do the right thing to have the number of cases suddenly soar.
The aged care crisis in Victoria is showing no signs of slowing down, with all of the state's 12 coronavirus deaths linked to aged care settings. It takes the state's total death toll to 496 and the nation's to 584. The Department of Health and Human Services also confirmed there were 113 new cases detected in the latest reporting period. That is the same number as yesterday. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says he doesn't expect the situation to ease anytime soon.
I think it's going to be a while before we see the daily mortality figures come down, but it is stabilising. We're not seeing it increase, and I do expect it to slowly decrease from here on in.
An Australian company has become the first to be granted approval for a product that claims to kill the COVID-19 germ on surfaces. Aeris Environmental has advised the Australian Stock Exchange that its disinfectant cleaner has been listed for use against COVID-19 by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. It means the cleaner is now deemed effective at killing the COVID-19 germ on a surface within a minute, while also providing continued surface protection for a week. In a statement, the company says the product is biodegradable and provides residual antibacterial protection for up to 30 days. Climate and health experts are warning against a return to laws that would give the states and territories power to approve major projects in sensitive environments. The Environment Minister, Susan Lee, has introduced legislative changes in Parliament this week, which echo former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's one-stop-shop project approval system. In May, 180 health professionals sent a letter to the Environment Minister asking for health impacts to be acknowledged in legislation. Fiona Armstrong from the Climate and Health Alliance says the proposed laws would lead to more encroachment on wildlife populations and a greater risk of infections.
We are undermining the conditions that they require to be healthy, so they're more likely to carry diseases, and because we're getting closer to them and encroaching on their territory, those diseases are jumping from animals to humans.
Last night's storms in Victoria have prompted a contaminated water alert for almost 90 Melbourne suburbs. Authorities say Sylvan Dam lost power during the storm, causing unfiltered water to be distributed throughout the city. Residents are being warned consuming the water may cause gastro-like symptoms. Authorities say water may be used for household needs such as washing, flushing toilets and showering, but should be boiled if being consumed.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 18 degrees and we're looking towards a top of 19 degrees today. And the forecast for the rest of Friday is sunny. The winds are from the southwest, 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending south, 15 to 25 in the early afternoon and light in the late afternoon for a lovely evening. The sun will set tonight at 24 minutes to 6 o'clock, back up again at 90 minutes past 6 a.m. Looking for the weekend and the start of next week, Saturday, sunny, 5 to 23. Sunday, sunny, 7 to 25, and Monday, back to work week, mostly sunny again, 11 to 19. And the moon is a waxing gibbous with full moon next Wednesday. 5 minutes past 12, you're on a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Good afternoon, Mario.
Good afternoon. Jesus, what's with my voice? Hey? Like, I need to have some donuts. Good afternoon to all listeners alive 90.5 in Sydney, Australia, and everybody abroad who's tuning in today on our live 905.com.au. You have the button in the right corner, stream now, and you can hear the questions and answers from our guests in studio. Everybody who's interested, of course, they can join us through the Facebook page.
Through the Facebook Live, yes. Right on live right now. And they can also text us if you've got a question. Please do. 0480-028-100.
And most importantly, you know, if you are not able to hear today's interview with the best business radio talk show with Mario and Darren, you can go on a LinkedIn page, Business Insights with Mario and Darren, which Darren set up, and you can hear the interviews with our guests in the studio. And what did you say? The sun? What time is the sunset tonight?
24 minutes to 6.
It still becomes longer day.
Longer days, yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Longer days, and spring is just around the corner.
And the spring is just behind the corner next week, right? Ah, that's a good one, eh? Thank you for listening. Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. We'll take a short break. Thank you. Then after the break with our guest in the studio, how to crack the your taxes. That's going to be an interesting conversation.
Tax related.
So stay with us. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and we'll be shortly back with you.
Alive 90.5.
Tears. Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
It's 11 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Marion Darren.
And Darren and I, we are welcoming all our listeners on Live 90.5. As you heard in commercial, we are streaming live 24/7, so go on our website, alive905.com.au, and press the button stream now. You're going to be a pleasant surprise. Great music, great news, and even better, most of the shows you can choose and pick. But Darren and I, we talk today with a very, very influential guest in the studio, actually, man of the international mysteries. And but the best way to introduce this guest, Darren, and I are going to ask you, how did you go this year with the taxation return, you know, your finances and all this, I mean, towards the ATO?
I always pay too much, but I must say I haven't done my tax this year yet.
You didn't done this?
No, not yet. I'm one of those who leaves it to like the 30th of or the 31st of October. You know, you just get it.
I'll be there for the presents for the Christmas. You know, I mean, the money comes. You know,
well, no, it's just a deadline as well. I mean, not having a company or anything, so it's just personal deadline. I do believe it's still the 31st of October. So it's months away.
Months away. Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you know? Did you heard yesterday? Actually, they erected a Christmas tree in a Curitoria building.
Oh, so we're going to celebrate Christmas before we pay our tax.
My God!
before we get paid our tax. Oh, I don't know.
That is confusing. Yeah. Well, that's a true. Like, I think we have the confusing 5 past 6 months due to COVID, and we are our lives have been a little bit shuffled. But you know, you're listening online 90.5 Business Insights with Marion Darren. And we are always glad to bring the guest in studio who can give you the tips, insights, and empower you from the first hand. Same goes today with our guest who is deeply breathing. He doesn't know what's going to answer. Mm-hmm. But I'll go introduce him by reading his bio, Darren, quickly. Leo Kolga is a public accountant, not yet accountant. He's a different accountant. You're going to love him because he's going to help your business in a different way. And tax advisor who has been working in the field of work since 2004. He holds a Master Commerce Accounting degree from University of Wales, and is member of Civil Association. He's the founder of Bright Accounting, which is a promising name, Bright Accounting, you know, and a taxation service that has been operating the Hills Districts with a team of 4 since 2013. Leon and his team are specialized in small business accounting, automation, as well tax compliance in the last 7 years. You know what that is, Darren, compliance?
Tax compliance. It means keeping the tax office happy?
Commissioner
happy?
No, this is like when my boxing coach, Maida Ronan, says to me, Mario, dance. You know, I'm dancing. Then when I finish, he screams on me and I try to fix myself. And I can't fix myself, so I need to call somebody to fix Maida Ronan, my coach. Which it's not possible. So we have our guest in studio who actually fight ATO when it's come to compliance.
So a tax coach, you're saying?
Well, we're going to discover this. Well, let's go welcome to our guest in studio, Leo. Welcome to the align90.5.com.au. To all our listeners, our Facebook page, Business Insights with Marion Darren. You can see our guest, Leo Kolga, in the studio, and you can ask him questions as well. Leo, welcome once again.
Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Darren. Thanks for having me today. Yes.
Yes, you're surprised. You can talk now, huh?
I can talk.
Look, Darren, Leo and I will spoke on the phone past few days, and I told him, just be natural. Don't worry, you're on the radio. A couple million people listen to you.
We always discover your voice here on Alive 90.5.
So, Leo, for our listeners, it's a custom, you know, instead of we just reading your entire bio, because it looks like an employment, you know, interview. So this is the resume. Pa who is Leo Kolga? That was fantastic answer. Yeah. So we'll take a short break.
I was born in Turkey, and then I've been living in Australia for almost 19 years. And I started my career in Istanbul in KPMG, actually, as an accounting auditor. I started and I stayed.
Sorry,
there.
Where did you start? In Istanbul?
Istanbul, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you talk about Turkey?
Yeah, like I started my accounting and finance career in Turkey as an accounting auditor in KPMG, which is one of the first top four audit and accounting firms in the world currently, even now. Yeah. And then I took financial controlling jobs, roles in several international companies before I came to Australia. And then I came here, had my master's degree, and then started my career in public accounting. It's a kind of a career change, of course, but that was really exciting, and I have been working in this field of work since 2004. I worked in a small accounting firm until I got my license in 2013, and then since that time I have been running my own small business in the Hills area mainly, with a small team. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's briefly who I am.
First question, I know it's off the record, nobody listening to this.
Sure.
So you come from Turkey to Australia because you start rebellion there, right? Is that correct?
No.
So I'm just a joke, you know. So what prompts you to come to take that big step? The leap of faith, you know, I mean, because Turkey is not close to Australia, same as not to Croatia, but you know, we come from different. What prompted you to come from Turkey to Australia?
Lifestyle. Big question. It's $1 million question, but
it was a beach, or is that more freedom?
Well, let's say right. That freedom of speech, political reasons.
Yeah.
It's a combination of all these, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, like, I didn't have any financial problem there. I was doing well.
Yeah.
But in terms of the direction that the country was going, I saw it.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
See, Darren and I, we always, you know, we have the discussion, you know, a part of the radio. So, like, you know, we can talk about our heritage. You know, he's Australian, I'm Croatian. And I always come to one thing in Australia, people don't know how lucky they are, you know, in reality. And I mean, look, I'm not personally happy because I can travel now in Bora Bora, Maldives and all this, but it's okay, it's going to come. But coming to Australia in society, which is very free and it's so colorful, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a democracy at its best. And, you know what I mean, this is what I like it as well. So I understand, you know what I mean, that, you know, there's a, you know, when you go as a tourist, you know, Darren, let's go say Turkey, you know, I mean, it's beautiful. Of course it is, you know, I mean, but that's a 10 days, you know, trip, and you enjoy the resort and the custom, the food.
Food and drinks, yeah.
Drinks,
yeah,
you know, absolutely, people absolutely love this.
History, like lots of history. Like it's for us, 200-300 years are new.
Yeah.
So the history for us starts from 1,000 years. So, it's different. It's very good as a tourist, but when you live there, there's a different definition of democracy and human rights and everything.
Look, like, I remember as a kid, you know, when we were growing up, the part of Croatia, good part of Croatia, was the Ottoman Empire for 500 years, you know what I mean? Let me understand. So it's a lot of cultural effect, you know, I mean, in society, and I mean the food and, you know, some customs and everything else. But one thing with the Turkey was like, it was like always the ruler of one. And, you know, I mean, but, you know, I mean, exotics about Turkey, it's a beautiful, you know what I mean? So you come 2000 then?
To February 2002.
First class?
No, of course not.
Look, I just asking because, you know, I don't know, how did you come? So what was your first impression when you came to Australia?
Oh, yeah, as you said, the overall freedom was quite impressive. Freedom in every stage of life. Yeah, absolutely. So you have the opportunity to say anything you like.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be able to say any of those in Turkey. Like, if I was doing it in here, probably I would get arrested in 5 minutes, but not here. So that's...
No, it is true. It is true.
It is true. I'm not joking. And then that was number one thing that impressed me. I was watching John Howard on television, having his daily run in the morning, and people around, the ordinary members of public, were free to yell at him. And like, really, some of them were just saying good things, some of them were saying bad things. I was watching in horror on television, like, wow, like, that's Prime Minister, how is it possible?
Isn't this interesting, Dar? Did you ever did you ever imagine that in other country you could do, you come to Prime Minister or the President and just come to him and say to him whatever you want?
I can't imagine it, and I think anyone who's from Australian heritage really doesn't have the idea of how different it is in different countries and how free we actually are and all the things we take for granted.
Yeah, look, I know I grew up in the communism, and the one thing with the, in the communism, when it comes to the security of the presidents of the party leaders, as a Saddam Hussein, that Kim Jong, it's a great example. He's always surrounded with the kids. And there's always reason why the kids are there, because, you know, nobody wants to, approach and do something bad, you know, mean terrorist attack or assassination to the person who's running with the kids. So their times are changing. So you come in Australia, and there was what's the next step?
That was, what do you mean next step? Like, that was,
did you find a house? You were married?
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah,
you
were
robbed the bank? You know what I mean? Or what,
yeah,
what did you?
I was married already at that time.
Okay, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then we rented a house, of course, started my degree in UNSW. The first place I lived was in Hillsdale in South Sydney.
Yeah,
that was really nice to see all those beaches and everything, just the distance, the walking distance.
Yeah.
And I started to learn about Australian culture, like rugby, this, that, like everyone was wearing Rabbitohs jerseys around the area, like Hillsdale, Maroubra. I was saying, like, what is Rabbitohs? And started to learn. So it's interesting. And then found out, oh, it's a team. What team? Rugby. What is rugby?
one by one,
we learned everything.
So who's your favorite team now? You've been here for 20 years.
Because Rabbitohs was the first team I heard, so they always have a special place in my heart. So.
What's your one, Darren?
They gave Parramatta a thrashing last night. So.
Are you Parramatta Eels?
Yeah, I heard that.
Aren't you Parramatta Eels?
Correct.
I knew it.
Yeah, so the interview is stopping now, I think.
No.
Look, I'm not a big fan of rugby. I'm not following every day, but I saw it on news. They trashed Parramatta.
Look, I tell you something before we take a short break. You know, my first shock in Australia was, you know, I was in a different environment. I was coming with my ambassador, and exactly John Howard was a dead prime minister. And I know my ambassador has been called on, what's it called, the cricket ground in the Foxtel studio?
Sydney Cricket Ground.
The
Hallow Turf.
Yeah. And like, you know, for me it was like, you know, what are these people doing all day on this sun, 40 degrees, you know what I mean? Don't you get the skin cancer? Like, and everybody was very happy, like, you know what I mean? Like, what are these people doing here all day, you know what I mean? The cricket, I couldn't understand it. Sorry?
It's a religion, cricket. You know?
Well, that's it. That's what I learned, you know what I mean? And then, you know what I mean, I realized the people around me play the cricket, but then asked me, you know, would you like to join? I said, listen, I'm not for this type of sport because, you know, that's for me too much running and everything else. It's quite different than competing. But we'll take a short break, Darren, now. Our guest in studio, Leo Koga from Bright Accounting, and we'll take a short break. I come back. Tune in, Alive, 905.com.au. You'll be glad you did it. Darren and I will be waiting for you with our guests, and now come more spicy questions.
Alive 90.5.
Curtains open, scared to get up on the stage, second guessing, no way that I could have played. I was fearing blank stares and empty chairs. Then you found me and pushed me into the light. All around me the crowd was coming alive. I got lost in your bright technicolor dream. So I'm never gonna waste my life. Love is like a symphony. And what a way to send
Well, I had no rhythm, two syncopated left feet. Now I'm dancing, 'cause your heart is driving the beat. Hold me close and I won't ever drift off key. The highest of highs and the lowest of lows. You're making me sing out and hit all the notes. And with you around me, it's just so easy to be in love. So I'm never gonna waste my love on anyone else. Now I'm awake, my love. You've broken the spell. Your heart sings to me a melody that sets me free. Your love is like a symphony.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
Past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Marion Darren.
Well, thank you, Darren, very much. Our guest in studio, it is a man of the mysteries, international mysteries, Leo Kolga. And Leo, before we took a break and heard some music and some promotion, we spoke about your journey from Turkey to Australia and how much, you know, you embrace the culture and you start studying university in South Wales. And, you know, we asked in the break, you know, what was the next step? But then you said you couldn't find a job. Why was that there?
Yeah, so it's a very like bitter story. Yeah, what happened is when I came here, I already had 10 years experience in the field of finance, and I worked for American companies like German, and this KPMG was on my resume, and I was quite optimistic about finding a job after getting my master's degree here. But it took me literally 2.5 years to find my public accounting job, and that was a big career change, I said in my previous session, because I first, of course, looked for a job in my own area, in finance related areas, like as management accountant, financial controller, this, that, And I don't really remember how many resumes I sent around. I probably around 300.
You're a saturated market.
Yeah.
I know, you are reading my story.
And I had a very solid experience. Very solid experience. Like, English was okay in terms of like reporting and business English, this, that. And then out of those maybe 200-300 applications, only a small handful of returns I got. I was rejected by all for different reasons. For some jobs, I was overqualified. For some jobs, I was underqualified. But everyone said, oh, you don't have an Australian experience. I'm sorry, you have an really impressive resume, but you don't have an Australian experience.
That's an interesting point. What is Australian experience?
Oh, yeah.
What did you find? So when you got a job, did you understand what Australian experience was, or was it just some sort of cover?
It's an illusion. It's not really. It's not real. It's something that people created in the job market to reject your application, nothing else. And then I had to make a career change. I then luckily through my community contacts I found that small accounting firm which was owned by a Turkish guy, and I stayed there. I worked there for a long time, and I learned it on the job. But of course my finance and accounting career helped me a lot, because at the end accounting is accounting. The only thing I need to learn was new tax laws. I took extra subjects because my accounting degree was not specialized on tax. So I had to take extra tax subjects, extra law subjects, everything. I took like really 5-6 extra subjects before I got my qualifications. Then I had that experience over there with small businesses. And then, this is how I started.
So you re-educated yourself to break into the job market.
Yes.
With specific skills that were needed.
Yes, absolutely.
In your area of expertise.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I had to put aside my 10 years finance experience. That was terrible.
What was the biggest obstacle in that period for you?
Biggest obstacle was dealing with people, actually, because in my previous life, I always had corporate jobs which I had to deal with my colleagues only.
Yeah.
And I used to work in a...
Now hands-on on that, you know.
Now I was face-to-face with people on the street, working and reporting their own personal monies to the tax office, this, that. So that changes a lot. Like reporting financial affairs in a corporate environment is very, very different than reporting someone's personal income to the tax office. Yeah, so totally different.
Main question for you, why didn't you give up? Why didn't you give up? Why didn't you pick up the stuff and go to Turkey?
Oh, because I had to feed myself. I wouldn't be able to live like that, because I did some other jobs until I found this accounting job. I worked as a security officer for 2.5 years in a container terminal, which is now Barangaroo. If you know that place, that used to be a container terminal.
I know, that you
remember.
Sydney Port. So I worked there as a contractor security officer. That was actually a gatehouse job. It's like I didn't carry a gun or something, but I was just putting the trucks on the computer. But it is called security job. We were covered by the security officer legislation. But this is how I survived for 2.5 years, and I didn't want to continue like this.
Yeah.
So I had to say yes to that new career at one point. Yeah.
So what makes you keep, going? What was it inside of you? Just, you want to feed yourself or family, pay the bills. There must be some reason why you didn't give up. Like in terms of did you say to yourself, I will make it myself feel better, my services, I have so much to share with the public and I want to utilize my knowledge.
But if this is what you're asking, I had to give up looking because I lost my hope in finding a job in my area. Like, it was a brick wall. Like, you get the visa before you come here, but then once you jump into the job market, you're faced with a brick wall, which is called Australian experience.
Yeah.
And then there's no way of walking around that. Impossible. So you have to really jump to another level, either up or down, but like it's another career.
And you were studying, yeah, you were studying. You got your extra subjects.
Yeah, yeah, extra
then
subject.
You become an accountant.
Yes, yes. I became a public accountant. I got my license in 2013 because that's the time that I was able to meet all those work requirements and study requirements and everything.
And that was the day when you started your business.
Yes, yes.
And how did you felt when you started a business there? Did you say like, well, it was worth it?
It was well worth it. It's because I came here as a mature age student anyway. So when I started my business, I was 43. Yeah. So I wanted to be able to make my own decisions, be independent, this, that. This is why I started my business. It works in that respect, but it's very difficult. Yeah. Very difficult because I faced all the problems that all small businesses have. And then in terms of finding new clients, cash flow, this, that, making yourself a name in the market. So that was all new for me. That was the first time in my life I had to market myself. And I learned the importance of networking, collaboration, this, that. So can you imagine, like, even in the public accounting area here after 2004, I was still an employee. So I was still sitting in that office. I wasn't the one who sold the business. The other people, the owner was doing that. But now this time it was in my hand. I was the owner. There was no one to do that job for me. And then I had to first time join a chamber meeting and then introduce myself as the owner of my business, accountant, this, that. So that was a totally new world for me.
Yeah. Darren, what do you think about this story?
I was just casting my mind back, and you're talking about the Australian experience. Have you been able to give your international Turkish experience to people now you're in your own business? Or do you know what you now deliver? And is it a mold? Is it a meld of everything? Your prior experience prior to coming to Australia, your Australian experience, may we quote that. What do you find now is the best part that you can share about Leo Kolga when you work in your business for your clients?
Of course, I still use my old experience because those days gave me the working morals and ethics, and I like to work in a structure, and I'm a strong believer of compliance, and but I got it when I was working there. Those are the values I carried to Australia, especially my experience in KPMG helped me a lot to develop my analytical thinking. And at the moment, the particular field of work I'm working mostly. In that field, I use my my experience a lot in that respect. Yeah,
you're listening to a live 9.5.
I'm just thinking now something. Yes, darling, please.
Oh, I was just thinking, is it time for a break or time for your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a break because, like, you know, I just have so many questions for you after the break. So, darling, we are listening.
Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Stream online, www.alive905.com.au. Jump onto Facebook or even give us a text, 0480 028100.
Tune in. You'll be glad you did it.
Alive 90.5.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Like,
Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramon, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramon from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Hi, this is Graham Davidson inviting you to a journey with me on the Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on Alive 90.5 for the best in soul, R&B, funk, southern and jazz rock sounds. The Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
Many restrictions are changing, making it more important than ever to keep all of us safe. Having the COVID Safe app on your phone helps our health workers to notify you quickly if you've been in contact with someone who has tested positive for coronavirus. Join over 6 million Australians who are helping to stop the spread together. So do the three. Wash your hands, keep your physical distance, and download the COVID Safe app today.
Authorised by the Chief Medical Officer, Canberra.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
Quarter to one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Business Insights with Darren and Mario, and thank you to all listeners, particularly sponsors of Alive 90.5. Thank you for your generosity and thank you for keeping this business station and this radio station alive. Your generosity and your kindness, it's more than welcome. So thank you to all our sponsors. Thank you to all listeners online 90.5 in Australia and abroad. And as Dari mentioned in the beginning, you can contact us in studio directly. It's just go on our website, alive90.5.com, 905.com.au. And stream now, and you're going to see the number there. Darren, what's the number again for SMS?
0480-028-100.
Yeah, and for me to read that number, I need to go turn myself, towards the other side. So it's going to stretch my muscles, my back muscles. But we are privileged to have today a guest in studio, Leo Koga, who shared with us his journey from Turkey to Australia, from one system to another, and not giving up on his dreams. So, Leo, you started business in 2013.
Yes. Okay,
so tell us the first day you started your business, how did you felt and how did you develop that business across the years?
It was not easy.
You didn't have money, that's for sure, yeah. Right? Okay, nobody has the money when it starts a business.
No, I didn't have money.
Yeah,
no,
that's right. So, what kept you going?
some business coaches will think now I'm crazy, but no, I wasn't crazy. I just wanted to have my business. So when you have a desire, you go for it, and I'm like that. So I didn't hesitate to start it on external funds, basically.
Yeah.
Bank loans, this, that. So
Darren and I have the better idea. We'll share with you later. I mean, we show you some tunnels to Reserve Bank of Australia.
Okay. So that was the hardest part, of course. And then I started to build up a client base very slowly, one by one, because I didn't have any existing clients except a couple of my close relatives, and very good friends, of course. But then real clients, total strangers, needed to know me first, because accounting is a kind of profession that you need to build trust to get someone to be your client. Otherwise, they won't come to you. It's not like buying a bottle of water from a retail shop. You don't need to know the guy who sells it. You just go there and buy it. But with accounting and taxation, people need to know the accountant and trust him. This, that. It's such a different field of work. it was hard, yeah. But I think I've done it.
Nari, what do you think about this statement? You need to know accountant.
Well, I was thinking about the idea of trust.
Okay.
And how you build that trust and respect that your clients want to refer you on to other clients to drive your business. What do you see as an important part of that trust and respect that your clients see in you?
The way I treat my clients, I believe, works well for me because I'm a social person. I like to have a chat. I like to share stories. And I don't treat my clients as just simple banknote or the invoice, this, that. I like to talk to them, hear their stories. I really enjoy sharing my stories with them as well. So I think that makes a difference. Yeah.
How do you build trust, darling?
How do Christian, you? Yeah, is this you. Interview about me?
Yeah, no. So
oh no,
Darren Kemp Davis. Oh man, I truly love to. This is the official statement.
But we are talking.
I love it. No, I love that Darren Kemp Davis and winning his heart winning Darren's, emotions and the heart. It's the hardest part, I must say, because I'm witnessing this every day. However, once when you with Darren, who's a very kind and generous man, you have his trust. So, you don't need to.
So Mario, yeah. I give you a listening ear.
Yes.
And I want to hear what you have to share.
Yes.
I'll share with you.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Open heart.
Yeah.
With courage and vulnerability.
Yes.
And from that root, a great relationship will grow.
That's correct. That's how Darren and I bonded, you know what I mean? Because I know Darren for the few years now in the station, but I never dared to come across him, you know what I mean? And it's like myself. I don't think he's very distant, but he's like, he has his reasons why he's like, waits for people to come and talk to him. But, Darren, I just brought him 10 kilo jar of Nutella.
I tied
him up. I said, open your mouth, man. Now we need to put away. But trust is very important. So, yes. I'm pretty sure Darren knows as well like I do, starting business is very hard and, creating your own brand. Nobody doesn't know you. So Darren's question was a very valid. How do you build the trust? Before we take a short break, we have a few minutes. How did you brand yourself differently than anybody accountant? Because I know that accountants is like a car salespeople. No, seriously, I changed three of them in the past before I met my current one. He's a great man. And, but I didn't know nothing about accounting either. I was myself accounting is just a simple spreadsheet, but doesn't work that way. So how did you differentiate yourself from other accountants?
By talking, I believe. Like, I didn't say anything specifically because I don't do anything different in terms of technicality. Technicality is the same. Everyone does the same thing. But how I presented myself in the market is by networking, and when I socialize with other people, when I exchange my ideas, experience, this, that, the way I talk, I hope made the difference. And then people became my clients or they referred me some other people, their friends, and then I had the chance of making really good referral partners. Some of them became my friends later. So that sort of relations made a difference. Otherwise, I don't do anything different.
Ask a question. The accountants, when the end of the financial year before ends, this year it's just over the place in my head. So before financial year ends or when it starts, you have in shopping centers, the small, the stands with the tax return. Afterwards.
I think they get in before to make sure they get the clients because they're thinking that, the last few days of June, everyone knows probably do being they paid give and the whatever, co- so they can actually do their returns to them straight away. But it's a very kind of unpersonal, disconnected experience, I think. And, I don't get much out of that. I've never been to one myself.
Me either. But it's like, what would the people use, those ones, Leo? Shopping centers that come to your proper account. And this is like me.
My answer would be, sorry, Mario.
Yes,
my
of course.
My answer would be that people don't know that someone like Leo is there waiting to have a chat and have a coffee with them and actually explore what they need as an accountant who's not just going to tick a few boxes and say it's sent on and you've got something from me, but not much. Not a great actual return in their pocket because of what
you
a
answer
good
something,
accountant knows.
You answer something very important. There's no personal touch there in shopping centers. Look, if I didn't know better, I'm pretty sure I would use them as well. You know what I mean? I didn't know this. You know what I mean? Like, I remember my very first term, my wife then, she filled in. I said, like, what are you doing? She says to me, do you have a TFN? I said, what's a TFN? You know what I mean? Like, what is this? She's like, but you're getting paid. I said, like, yes, I do, but we need to do the tax return. I said, like, well, I go to this guy in the shopping center, right? And I done biggest mistake. That was my very first tax return in 2003. And it cost me more money, this guy in the shopping center, to do my TFN. But I wasn't listening to my wife then, you know what I mean? But you know, then she fixed it, everything. But the Darren was right. There's no personal touch. There's no human to human relationship. You just sit there and then you, whatever it does in tax return, you know what I mean? And they're filled in. But you have that personal touch. Oh, we have a few more minutes.
Just a few more minutes, and then we'll go to a song and the news and second hour. So just a thought in partner.
Yeah, that's all. So, like, you know, you build your partner referral network. You know, you use the money from external. Yeah. When you say, like, you started with your cousins, looks like a Herbalife. Can you buy them my products?
I started literally with 2-3 clients. That's all, So no one knew me. Otherwise, how
did you advertise yourself? So what was your idea about branding or marketing, or how did you step it out of that comfort zone? Because you bringing very, very important thing with you from Turkey. You work in a very large, very well-known international organization, you know, globally known organization, you know what I mean? And then you come in Australia, and then you are done hard yakka working in the graveyard. And then plus, you know, you're studying and become the accountant, but you're bringing that experience from the past. So how did you bring all this together? Did you hire somebody?
No.
If you knew Darren and I, we could advertise you.
I just discovered my own social skills in that process. Yeah. And I networked really heavily. In the first year, imagine, without any clients, the only thing I had plenty of was time. Uh-huh. And then I signed up with almost every single networking group I found in the Hills area and in Hawkesbury, this, that. And I presented myself. I enjoyed having breakfast with them or lunch with them, this, that. And then we had really good chats and everything. And I told everyone my story, like saying, this is my business now. I do this, this, this. It works. Yeah.
I started the same. Just to make the remark on this one. Everybody who starts the business, first year, going to have plenty of time, which means a lot of coffee, which means you're going to have the high cholesterol. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We'll take a short break. Stay with us. You love this radio station. You love this show. Thank you for listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. We'll be back after the news, which is at 1 p.m. Darren, and it's going to let you know. Stay with us. You'll be glad you did.
Alive 90.5.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. And don't worry, be happy, yeah. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy, yeah. Be happy now. Ooh, 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 ooh. Be happy. Bed. Don't worry, oh, be happy, yeah. The landlord say your rent is late, he may have to litigate. But don't worry, oh, be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Be happy now. Oh.
got no gal to make you smile. Don't worry, babe.
Don't worry.
Be happy. Oh, ho, oh, oh, ho. Oh. Cause when you worry, your face will frown. And that will bring everybody.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts.